Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you each week songs I love and occasionally put in an odd thing like a reading, a story, or a joke. And I call those things wombats. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And there's one bona fide wombat tonight, and maybe a few will creep in addition. I'm recording this in the middle of winter, near Christmas and New Year's, and the winter solstice. So the songs will vary in those areas. In particular, it's been a very cold week. It was down to 12 night before last, 15 last night. So it's been quite nippy. We had a heavy snow on Christmas Day and 7 inches where I live. So the first song is a New Year's song. It's Auld Lang Syne by Nicole Gordon.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, I'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne.
Auld Lang Syne by Nicole Gordon. Well, as I mentioned, it's pretty cold right now. It's, I think, about 18 degrees outside. It's warmed up today so far. And the next song is a cold song. It's called Frobisher Bay, and it's a story of some whalers fishing up north who decide to go for one more whale as winter closes in and get trapped and frozen in. And this did happen to many whalers. Some of them died. This song is by Ann Price, a friend of mine. And another friend, Jerry Epstein, is playing the concertina, which gives the whole song an eerie feel. But most of all, you can freeze just listening to this song, Frobisher Bay.
Frozen in Frobisher Bay.
Frobisher Bay by Anne Price. Next up is one of my favorite Christmas holiday season songs. It's the story of a family gathering with a few interesting wrinkles and a bit of cultural dissonance, which I think works out fairly well. This is The Christians and the Pagans by Dar Williams.
Amber called her uncle, said we're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice, now we need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all made with red dye number three. He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice and we miss you and it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. The food was great, the tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, is it true that you're a witch? His mom jumped up and said, the pies are burning, and she hit the kitchen, and it was Jane who spoke. She said, it's true, your cousin's not a Christian. But we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share, and you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. And where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning, 'cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. When Amber tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, really, no, don't bother. Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like Tim and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, it's Christmas and your daughter's here. He thought of father's sons and brothers, saw his own son tug his sleeve, saying, can I be a pagan? Dad said, we'll discuss it when they leave. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning new ways from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
The Christians and the Pagans by Dar Williams. A few weeks ago, I played a song called Hurdy Gurdy Man by Donovan, in which the hurdy-gurdy instrument was played. And last week's show, I had a few technical difficulties, and I'd just like to say, let us never speak of that show again. I tried to play this song, and this is it's called The Reverse Dance Hurdy-Gurdy, Organ and Drum by Andrei Vinogradov. And here you can really hear the hurdy-gurdy instrument. It uses fiddle strings. It has a wheel that rubs up against the strings. The musician turns the wheel back and forth to scrape the strings, presses keys down to make the notes. It gives a rather eerie sound. So this is Reverse Dance. Thank you. That was Reverse Dance, played on the hurdy-gurdy by Andrei Vinogradov. Next up is a New Year's round. And I love to sing rounds, and this is my favorite New Year's round. It's kind of fun to hear. It's a nice round, but it's a lot more fun to sing. And the last part of the round, the singer, whoever has that part, gets to sing joy, joy, joy. And it's just a thrill. Everybody else is singing their little music, and you're just up there yelling, joy, joy. So listen for that. This is sung by Carolyn Patton and her family. I knew them well. She used to come on weekends. She had a recording company in Connecticut, and she and her husband Sandy had beautiful voices and recorded all of the best singers in our group. I was not among them, so I was not recorded by her. But this is her family and friends singing Ring in the New Year.
Ring it in, ring in the new year. Ring it in, ring in the new year. Bells are ringing, bells are ringing. Bells are ringing, bells are ringing. Peace and love throughout the new year. Peace and love throughout the new year. Joy, joy, joy. Joy, joy, joy.
That was Ring in the New Year by Caroline Patton, family and friends. Well, next up is the song 1999 by Prince. He recorded this in 1982, and it was a big hit that year, and I remember listening to it. And 1999 was a long way off, and also the beginning of a new century. So every year I heard that, 1999, it was in the future, and it was an exciting song. The song was full of joy, pleasure, excitement, the future. And Prince just did a great job with it. Last night I went on to YouTube and looked up the song and watched his music video. And what an exciting performer he was. The whole video is just full of intensity. So if you'd like to see a really good, interesting video, go to YouTube and look up 1999 by Prince. And this is the recording. That was 1999 by Prince. I have a son who lives in Massachusetts and used to live in Maine, and he does a radio show for the station in Maine he used to work with, and I like his choices of music. It's folk music, and I grab some of it liberally. The next is one of those. This is Bright Morning Stars by Ellen Gozian, and I think of it as a winter solstice song.
Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Days are breaking in my soul. Oh, where are our dear mothers? Oh, where are our dear mothers? Oh, where are our dear mothers? Days are breaking in my soul. They are down in the singing, they are down in the valley singing, they are down in the valley singing, days are breaking in my soul. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Days are breaking in my soul. Oh, where are our dear sisters? Oh, where are our dear sisters? Oh, where are our dear sisters? Days are breaking in my soul. They are sowing seeds of gladness. They are sowing seeds of gladness. They are sowing seeds of gladness. Days are breaking in my soul. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Days are breaking in my soul.
Bright Morning Stars by Ellen Gozian. Next is Living Planet by Emma's Revolution. Emma's Revolution has sung in Bristol a few times, and Living Planet expresses what I call the Gaia Theory. There was an interesting article just recently in New Yorker showing or describing the fact that forests often seem to act as if they were an entity, as if they were conscious and taking care of not just individual trees, but all the plants and all the other things in the forest. And that's what this song is sort of about. Stretch it out and you eventually see the whole planet as a living, conscious being taking care of itself. Here is Living Planet by Emma's Revolution.
If all the world were peaceful now and forevermore, we'd be so free to soar. And we're living on a living planet, circling a living star. I don't know where, no, we're going far. We can change the universe by being who we are. And we're living on a living planet, circling a living star. And if all the world knew justice now, and forevermore, justice at the surface and justice at the core, all the joy within my heart would be so free to soar. And we're living on a living planet, circling a living star. I don't know where we're going, but I know we're going far. We can change the universe by being who we are. And we're living on a living planet, circling a living star. And if all the world knew freedom now and forevermore, freedom at the surface and freedom at the core, all the joy within my heart would be so free to soar. And we're living on a living planet, circling a living star. I don't know where we're going, but I know we're going far. We can change the universe by being who we are. And we're living on a living planet.
That was Emma's Revolution with Living Planet. And next is a very similar song. This is This Island Earth by Jonathan Edwards.
Calling all dreamers and optimistic fools. Don't let go of your dream. Make it now, make it all come true. If you believe in a brighter day, I know we can find our way to this island. Earn poetry in motion, this island earth. Spinning like a dancer, gravity is the answer. Rendezvous in the blue, this island earth. Well, I don't know what's in store today. We could spread our wings and we could soar away. Or we could go like the dinosaurs, they say. The choice is ours to make. It only seems like this to me, that we could wake up one day and be history, or stick around to unravel the mystery of how we came to be on this island, in the starry ocean, poetry in motion, this island earth. Beautiful oasis for all human races, the only home that we know, this island earth. Well, I know we can touch the stars someday and kick up the dust on Mars one day, or trip the light on the Milky Way. We've got to find our way. If you're looking for a miracle, open your eyes. There was one this morning, just about sunrise. Dawn came breaking like a wave on the sea. And it's there for you and me. Ooh. calling all dreamers and optimistic fools.
Don't let go
of your dream. Make it now.
Make it all come true.
You believe in a brighter day.
Oh, yeah.
I know we can find our way to this island. In the starry ocean,
poetry in motion,
this island Earth,
spinning like a dancer,
gravity is the answer,
rendezvous in the blue,
this island
Earth,
rendezvous with the moon,
this island
Earth,
the only home that we know,
this island
Earth.
Jonathan Edwards with This Island Earth. Next comes another round. This one's called Long Is Our Winter. And the further north you go away from the equator or the further south away, the longer the winter is, I think of it, the cold part of the year, the longer the winter is. And we're not that far north in Virginia, but I think the winter is kind of long. And so this song catches something for me. And also, I love the effects of the round. It's sung by a group called Rounds Galore, which was founded by a friend of mine, Saul Weber. I used to be the rounds guy in our music club, but when Saul came in, he transcended that. He lived rounds. And he became our leader, and I was glad to be with him. Sung a lot of rounds with Saul, and he formed this group and made recordings. So this is Long Is Our Winter by a group called Rounds Galore.
Long is our winter, dark is our night. Oh, come set us free, oh, saving light. Long is our winter, dark is our night. Oh, come, set us free, O saving light. Come, set us free, O saving light. Oh, come, dwell among us, O saving light.
Long is our winter, dark is our night. Oh, come, set us free, O saving light.
Long is our winter, dark is our night. Oh, come, set us free, O saving light.
Long is our winter, dark is our night. Oh, come, set us free, O saving light.
Long is our winter, dark is our night. Oh, come, set us free, O saving light.
Long is our winter, dark is our night. Oh, come, O saving light.
Long is our winter, dark is our night. Oh, come, set us free, O saving light.
Long is our winter by Rounds Galore. The next thing on the show is a wombat. This is tonight's wombat. It's a poem by David Wilcox. And I'm not going to tell you the name of the poem until after you've heard it, because I think it's kind of nice to get the surprise. So here is David Wilcox telling something kind of related to the Christmas story.
Well, it's true. You don't have to go very far down the road to find someone who'll tell you you can't do what you want to do. But I think that you give up a lot more by not following your dream than you do by following it. I mean, not that you have to attain it, just the gift of being able to work at it is the dream itself, I think. But anyway, I tried to explain that to my mom. Her response led me to write this thing. I just put it in a slightly different perspective. Imagine Mother Mary quite contrary. Wake up, she said, you dreamin' fool. Don't throw your life away. Because life's too short and you're too smart to want to hurt yourself that way. Now what's this talk about the fellow man? It's catch as catch can, understand? Muscle and struggle and get what you can or you'll never get anywhere at all, young man. What's this talk about loving everybody and trying to be a neighbor and helping out your brother? Oh, fine and dandy, but you're getting a little carried away, is what she say. She said, I'm not saying that love ain't fine, but every little thing's got its place and time. There's people out there who want what's mine, and they're going to try and take it away. So save your love for those who care, and buy some clothes, and wash your hair. Just relax. Don't you dare start dreaming about saving the world. And Jesus said, yes, Mom.
You just heard Jesus' Mom by David Wilcox. And those of you who listen to the show regularly know that I am a big fan of fiddle music and banjo music and old-timey music. And I can't resist putting one, even though it's kind of a Christmas, New Year's, solstice show. This is Nothing the Rhine by Crooked Kilt. And it's got a kind of loopy rhythm to it. So it's almost another wombat following a wombat. This is Napoleon Crossing the Rhine. You just heard Napoleon Crossing the Rhine by Crooked Kilt. The next song is Orbiting Jupiter by Cheryl Wheeler.
Watching all the planets rise, gazing through the asteroid belt, out beyond night and day, seeing with my own eyes the cosmic ballet. Ganymede and Io rising, talk about a haloed moon. I am drifting wide-eyed listening to the static in the solar tomb. There's comfort in starlight, in moonlight guiding my way home. I'm falling for midnight, for lovely worlds of ice and stone. And I am alone tonight. Orbiting Jupiter, sailing on my own, headed for the heavens of a blue-green world. I'm dreaming of home. Witness to the miracle, oh, I could testify all night. Rolling in the blue tide, howling in the moonlight, gazing on the gift we're given, mystery from a magic store, turning to a secret rhythm, nestled in the spiral arm. There's comfort in starlight, in moonlight guiding my way home. I'm falling for midnight, for lovely worlds of ice and stone. And I am alone tonight. Wanna see the world through other eyes, some electron in the Milky Way. I wanna meet a man Orion's size. I wanna hear the giant lyre play. And Cain is
Cheryl Wheeler with Orbiting Jupiter. Next is a winter solstice song. This is Oak and Ash and Thorn by Beggar's Velvet. And the verse in it that makes it a solstice song to me is, at one point, the singers sing, "Oh, do not tell the priest our plight, for he would call it a sin, for we've been out in the woods all night, conjuring summer in." That's the winter solstice festival, when rituals are done, ancient rituals, to bring back the sun, to bring in the warming of the year. The shortest day, the longest night is past, and now they're going to bring back the warming of the year and eventually summer. Oak and Ash and Thorn, sung by Beggar's Velvet.
Of all the trees that grow so fair, old England to adorn, greater are none beneath the sun than oak and ash and thorn.
Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Oak of the clay lived many a day, or ever an Aeneas began. Ash of the loam was a lady at home, when Pratt was an outlaw man.
Thorn of the Downs, or New Troy town, from which was London born. We've met here by the ancient tribe of Oak and Ash and Thorn. Sing Oak and Ash and Thorn, good sirs, all over Midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in Oak and Ash and Thorn. You that is old in Churchill bold, he breedeth the mighty Paul. Hold it for sure to wise men choose and beach for cups or soul. But when ye have killed him, your bullet is spilled and your shoes are clean and worn. Back ye must speak for all that ye need to Oak and Ash and Thorn. Sing Oak and Ash and Thorn, good sirs, all over Midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in Oak and Ash and Thorn. Elm, she hates mankind and waits till every gust be laid to drop a limb on the head of him that any way trusts her shade. And whether a lad be sober or sad or mellow with ale from the horn, he'll take no wrong when he lieth along neath Oak and Ash and Thorn. Sing Oak and Ash and Thorn, good sirs, all over Midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in Oak and Ash and Thorn. Oh, do not tell the priest our plight, or he would call it a sin. For we've been out in the woods all night, a conjuring summer in. And we bring you news by word of mouth, good news for cattle and corn. Now is the sun come up from the south by Oak and Ash and Thorn. Sing Oak and Ash and Thorn, good sirs, all over Midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in Oak and Ash and Thorn. Sing Oak and Ash and Thorn, good sirs, all over Midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in Oak and Ash and England shall bide till judgment tide by Oak and Ash and Thorn.
Oak and Ash and Thorn by Beggar's Velvet. Imagine it's Christmas night, and you hear your little daughter asking for scarlet ribbons, and you hurry out to try and buy some, but all the stores are closed. This is Harry Belafonte singing Scarlet Ribbons.
I peeked in to say good night. Then I heard my child in prayer, and for me some scarlet ribbons for my hair. All the stores were closed and shuttered, all the streets were dark and bare. In our town, no scarlet ribbons for her hair. Through the night, my heart was aching. Just before the dawn was breaking, I peeked in, and on her bed in gay profusion lying there, lovely scarlet ribbons for her hair. If I live to be 100, I will never know from where. Scarlet scarlet ribbons for her hair.
That was Scarlet Ribbons by Harry Belafonte. Well, it's the end of the year, and I've already played Auld Lang Syne to open the show, and it's a beautiful recording of it. However, I did find another recording of Auld Lang Syne. This is by Dougie MacLean. He's Scottish, and it just is more poignant. It's a very powerful thing. As you age and you lose friends various ways, some of them just drift away and you get out of contact and you don't know where they are. Others die, and time goes by, and then when every time I hear this song, Auld Lang Syne, it does ring the bell for me. It does bring back memories of people long gone, family, friends, parents, grandparents, so forth. And I think it's a beautiful song, and I think it reaches deep into our nerve strings and plucks them. So here's a good version of it. Dougie MacLean singing, I think it may be Dougie. Dougie MacLean singing Auld Lang Syne.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. We twa hae run aboot the braes and put the gowans fine. We've wandered many's the weary fet since days of Auld Lang Syne. For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. And we twa hae piddled in the barn frae morning sun till dine. Oh, but seas between us baith hae roared since days of Auld Lang Syne. For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. And there's a hand my trusty fear, and gives a hand o' thine, and we'll tak a record well he walked for Auld Lang Syne. For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for Auld. For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. Thank you.
Doogie McLean with Auld Lang Syne. Well, this is my last show of 2020, and I want to make a few comments about what a strange year it's been. The COVID virus has got us all staying at home. I hardly ever see anybody anymore except my wife. Hardly ever go out of the house, no group meetings. The political situation's been awfully odd. I believe things that other people think are lies. They believe things I think are lies. I learned the term gaslighting. Gaslighting is where you cause someone to doubt their sanity, their grasp of reality. And what's been happening to me this year with the political situation is I've been gaslit. However, in spite of all that, it's a wonderful life. I recently watched the movie It's a Wonderful Life. And I think it said pretty well, it is indeed a wonderful life. I have become increasingly aware of how different words are from experience. Words are very important to get you to know what experience to look for. But what we're looking for is to experience that it's a wonderful life. And here's one way to do it. Join me with these words. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.